Zogt Eilige Mishna weiter, man sagt, das Kalim Perike Mishna Gimel. Did you ever hear of a chasana hall called Ateres Kira? There are Ateres, many different names. Chasana halls are named after different people. It should be a schus for them. But if someone says to you Ateres Kira, he's not talking about a chasana hall. He's talking about the rim attached to the roof of a stove. Imagine the top of a soda can, and imagine I took a ring that has high walls, and it's the same size as the top of the soda can, and I connected it to the top. Maybe you want to take a look at the batanura. What's a teres kira? Binyan ogel? Something built up that's round? Osli al roish akira? It's made to fit on top of the stove, and it's done kedei lishmer chayma, to help preserve the heat. A tor is a crown, so it's similar to a crown. It's the crown of the stove. Zakta Mishnah. Tahira. This is not considered connected to the kira. It's not part of the kira. It won't become tummy together with the kira. Although sometimes it's useful, but it's not useful enough to be considered mamish part of the kira. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah. Tiras Hatanur. Next to the oven was like a box that was called Tiras Hatanur. Literally the courtyard of the tanner, and they would put the bread in it right after they kind of peeled it off the walls, because the bread was put onto the walls of the tanner, meaning the inside of the walls, obviously. So again, tiras ha-tanner, what is a tira? A fortified building embedded in a wall is called a tira. There's a pasuk bechatzreyem uvetiroisam. So that's the mashal over here. That's why it's called a tira. Zakta Mishnah bezman shehi gvoya arba tvachim. If it is high for tvachim, then it has the same din as the oven, umetama, and it will become tame bimaga uba'avir. Something tame touches it, it could become tame, or if something dangles inside its airspace, it could become tame. But only if it's high for tvachim, it has to be the same shear as a tanner has. Tanner has to be high for tvachim. Pechusa mikan. If it's not high for tvachim, then the din is tahira, it's tahar. It doesn't have enough of a cheshivas. It's not considered roi to become tummy. It's not considered a keli on its own. So basically, we're talking about a box that's not connected to the oven. But im chubra loy, if the tira is connected to the oven, afilu, even if the connection is a temporary kind of connection. For example, let's say it's laying al shalosh avanim on three stones, and it's connected to the oven. Sakta mishna tameya. Then it would be tummy, even if it's not high for tvachim. See, once there's a physical connection, even though it's a little flimsy over here, because it's resting on these stones, the tira becomes a chelik of the tanner. Where the Rambam explains it, by connecting it, the Bailam are saying, I need this. I need this to work along with the tanner. And mamele, even if it doesn't have the shear of a fort fachim, it's considered like the tanner itself. Zakta el gemishna weiter. Beis ha-pach u-beis ha-tavlan u-beis ha-ner shabakira. Beis ha-pach is a pach holder. A pach is a little flask of oil. Remember the pach shemen of Hanukkah? Ubeis ha-tavlin is a spice holder. Ubeis ha-ner is a holder where you insert a lamp. And these things were connected to a kira. The oil, you would put it there, it would warm up a little bit if the oil was too cold. The spices were kept over there on hand so the cook can use it, and the lamp so the cook can see what he's doing. Zakta Mishnah mitamen b'maga. Should the kira become tamei? They will become tummy. Explains about tenur. Let's say a sheretz touched someplace inside the kira, so these holders will become tummy as well. And if a dead sheretz, let's say, touched the holders, the kira would become tummy. But the einan mitamin be'avir. let's say a dead sheretz, dangled in the airspace of the kira, but it never actually touched it, then only the kira becomes tame. Not any of these holders. Not the Beis HaPach, not the Beis HaTavlin, nor the Beis HaNer. Same is true the other way around. Let's say a tumah will touch the inside of these holders. They'll become tame. The kira will become tame. But if the tumah only entered the airspace of these holders without actually physically touching it, so these holders, which are cheres, will become tame, as kli cheres becomes tame me'avir, but that tumah will not go over to the kira. Devir Reb Meir zehalt Reb Meir. Now, Mamanoshach, if it's a... So can you explain to me why? I mean, if it's considered connected, then it should be connected totally. And if one of them becomes tame even through its airspace, the other one should become tame. If it's not connected, then why does it become tame even if Tumah touched one of them, either the Kira or the holders? And the answer is, Min HaTorah is not connected. The Rabbanah made a gzeir over here. But where the Rabbanah make gzeir is, they also build in an automatic reminder that it's only Tamei Midrabanan. I have to know that it's only Tamei Midrabanan, because if Truma or Kachim become Tamei through this Tamei Midrabanan, I'm not allowed to burn it. If Truma or Kachim become Tamei Midraisa, you have to burn it. But if they're only Tamei Midrabanan, you're not allowed to burn it. So in order to remember that it's only Tamei Midrabanan, so Chazal made this distinction. Yes, the holders are connected to the Kira. If the Tumah touches the Kira, the holders become Tamei. If the Tumah touches the holder, the Kira becomes Tamei. But if Tumah goes into the airspace of the Kira, then only the Kira is Tamei, not the holders. And also if the Tumah is going to dangle, let's say, into the airspace of the holders without touching it, only the holders will be Tamei, but not the Kira. Say, how to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shmuel. Some are Garius Rav Shimon, Mitaher. Mitaher means even b'maga, meaning to say, they're two separate kelim. So even if Tumah touches the Kira, only the Kira is Tamei, not the holders. And even if Tumah actually touches the holders, only the holders are Tamei, and not the Kira. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah, we started learning about a teres Kira, and we said it's not a chasen hall. It's a rim that's attached to the roof of a Kira. They would like build up around the Kira a little bit. Try to keep the heat in a little bit more. It does not become tame. Most people don't attach rims to the kiras. Usually the kira is hot enough, so it serves some purpose. Some people do it, but not enough to say that it becomes a chelik of the kira. A teres means a crown. Then we learned about tiras hataner, literally a fortress. But it's basically a box next to the oven. It's made so you can put the bread right in after you bake it. If it's high 4 tfachim, just like the shear of the oven itself, then it'll become tame, whether it's b'maga or b'avir. You need to say it's a regular kli cheres, it'll become tame if, let's say, a dead cheres touches it, or even dangles into its airspace. However, p'chusa mikan, if it's not high 4 tvachim, tahira, it's not choshev enough to say that it's a keli, it has to have at least the same shear that the tanner does. But Rambam explains if it's less than 4 tvachim, you can't really use it to put the breads in, it won't work. Well, that's because it's disconnected. It's not mamish connected. It's just along the side of it. But if the tira is actually connected to the tanner, even in a flimsy way, like it's resting on 3 stones, then it would be tame even if it's not high 4 tvachim. Then we learned about a beis hapach, a beis hatavlin, and a beis haner. These are holders where the pach shemen is placed in, or a holder for keeping spices or to place the lamp in. It's all connected to the kira. So the Mishnah told us, should Tumah touch the Kira from the inside, it would be metame it. It has to be from the inside, because Kli Cheres only becomes tummy from the inside, not from the outside. But should, let's say, a dead Cheres touch the Kira from the inside, it would also be metame of the holders. However, let's say the same dead Cheres is just dangling in the airspace of the Kira, but doesn't actually touch it, the Kira would become tummy, but not the holders. Same is true the other way around. If the Tumah touches the holders, the Kira would become Tame, but if the Tumah dangles in the airspace of the holders, the airspace would become Tame, as any Kli Cheres does. And the airspace goes into its Avir, but that Tumah won't go over to the Kira. The reason for this is that this Tumah is only Midrabanan, and therefore Chazal made this distinction to remind us it's just Midrabanan, and that's why the Tumah is only through Maga, but not through Avir. Rabbi Shmuel, Samagaris Rav Shimon, Mitaher. In other words, whether the Tumah actually touches the Kira, or it touches the holder, it makes no difference. It's a separate keli, and the holder that becomes tameh would not be matama the kira, and the kira that becomes tameh would not be matama the holder.